Classic Hits Sports Presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Loop City with the basketball. Taylor Quinn, top of the circle to Roy, over to Jarzynka. He comes to the high post, spins into the paint, pull-up jumper. The lefty hits the eight-footer. 5 points in the game now for Jed Jarzynka.
Today, it's live coverage of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament featuring Overton, Loop City, Centura, and the host Jays. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Overton now with an eight-point lead. There's a give-and-go underneath. Short jumper up and in. Olmstead finding a way to get open. Zach now with 10 points.
Overton and Ravenna are ranked number one in their respective classes to start the season. Centura and Loop City look to pull off one final upset before the end of 2010. It's the Blue Jay Holiday Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech pregame show. We'll take you live to Ravenna with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Ravenna High School for continuing coverage of high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 at the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Doug Duda with you on this Monday night after Christmas. Hope the holidays treated you well as we are ready for our third and final game of the day from the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. The Ravenna and Centura boys will tip it off here in about 8 minutes. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits 98.9. Earlier tonight, in our girls' contest, it was Loop City beating Overton 39-29, and then the Overton boys defeated Loop City 55-44, and we get a chance now to catch up with Overton coach Jay Stair, whose ball club jumped out to a 17-1 lead, only to see Loop City with a bunch of youngsters get a little confidence and cut it to 4 points at halftime, then some threes heating up there in the second half. Jacob Olmstead with 18 points in the ball game. And Coach, it looked like your kids came out to a good start, but then maybe got a little comfortable with that lead against a team they knew that they probably should beat. Kind of your assessment on how this ball game played out tonight.
Well, I think that's exactly what it seemed like. We came out, first couple possessions, we're just kind of trying to find our way, and then I think next thing I know, we're up 10-0, and then it was up 16-0 and 17-1, and just kind of, you know, cruising through. And then I think our guys just got a little bit content with what was going on, and they just didn't, you know, try to finish. And Loop City is definitely a younger team, but they're very disciplined. Paul does a good job with them. They ran their stuff. They made some plays. The more plays they made, the more confidence they got, and they got themselves back into the game. And we didn't respond very well to that in the first half, and we definitely need to do a better job of that this year.
What about what you had to do with this team at halftime? I mean, you've got a lot of kids that have played a lot of basketball for you. It's not like they didn't know what was going on either. So what was the message at half? Did anything, I guess, effort-wise, the second half started kind of like the first half did? You guys went out on an 18-3 run.
Well, you know, we talked about, you know, just mainly fundamentals at halftime. We weren't doing a very good job of getting back on defense. Our defense wasn't, you know, stopping dribble penetration. They were doing a good job of getting by us on our just ball pressure. And then we weren't having our help defense at all. And we just tried to shell that up a little bit at halftime and talk about rebounding, since we still, for some reason, have not done a very good job of rebounding this year. And we need to do a better job of that. And I thought we came out with a little bit more intensity, kind of like you said, like the first half of the game. And we did get up on them a little bit, and I thought that was crucial for us, because if we would have came out like we did and just kept those guys around, it would have probably been a heck of a lot different outcome for us. And we're just happy that we came out with the win. And you know, the second half was almost a carbon copy of the first half. We just luckily didn't hold them, or didn't let them score as many points as they did in the first half against us. But they came back on us again, and again, we were up, I think, 20 points in the second half, and they cut it down to 9. And, you know, we didn't do a very good job of finishing. We didn't execute well. We just missed some easy baskets inside, and we just, you know, didn't play very smart fundamental basketball at times. And like I said, we definitely need to play a lot better whoever we play tomorrow.
Well, obviously, everybody's anticipating that it will be Ravenna and then a matchup of number ones, which always looks good to the fans and the media, but it does tell you that there's two pretty darn good basketball teams. You've had a chance to battle Ravenna here a couple of times in the holiday tournament. What are you looking for tomorrow, should that be who you play?
Well, they're obviously playing here at home, and they're comfortable here at home, and they shoot well here at home, and we're just going to have to come out and, you know, play physical basketball. And I think in the past when we played them, you know, I think we've won a couple games against them, but the games that we have won, we've been physical with them. The games that we've played close with them last year, you know, we played them the first round of this thing. They beat us by three, and we're just a physical basketball team with them. And I think we're definitely going to have to do that again. And we know about the Bronick kid and the Saborn kid and the Anderson kid. And, you know, their role players do a tremendous job for them as well. It's just not those three kids, those other kids that come in and fill the roles that they need to do. They come off the bench and, you know, they make plays when they need to. So the kids were looking forward to hopefully getting to play Ravenna or, you know, even Centura, but we're thinking that it probably will be Ravenna. But, you know, Centura in the past, they've pulled up sets of here and during this tournament, and you know, we're just looking forward to play whoever's on our schedule next. And if it is Ravenna, obviously media will, like you said, love the matchup of the number one, supposedly. I don't know if we're that, but we'll definitely do the best we can to compete with them.
Jay, congratulations on the win, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Doug. You do a great job.
Thanks, buddy. Overton coach Jay Stair joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show after a 55-44 win over Loup City. They'll play tomorrow at 6:15 against the winner of this contest. And we'll take a break and look at the starting lineups for Ravenna Centura after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Time now for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank. Five Points Bank. Let's take a look at the starting lineup, first of all, for the visitors from Centura. Number one is a 5'9 sophomore, Ben Roth. Number 20 is a 6'3 senior, Chase Welty. Number 32 is a 6' junior, Austin Casperson. Number 40, a 5'10 senior, Zach Roth. And number 52, a 6'2 junior, Cameron Aitken, who happens to be the nephew of Ravenna coach Paul Veronic. George Lytle, the head coach. Patrick Miller, the assistant. Centura 1-5 for Ravenna. Number 21, 5'11 junior, Trevor Saborn. Number 25, a 6'2 junior, Tyson Anderson. Number 31, a 6'4 junior, Connor Veronic. Number 32, a 5'10 junior, Mark Cremosta. Number 43, a 6' junior, Lucas Wilkie. Ravenna's 4-1, coached by Paul Veronic. Those are the 5 points starting lineups. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll be back with the tip next.
Mills Ag Service of Dan and Brock is always geared up and ready to help you in the field. Repairing international and all tractor brands, carrying irrigation parts and accessories, what you need, when you need it, from Mills Ag Service of Dan and Brock, a proud Centurion sponsor.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Ravenna will get the opening tip. They'll get it down to Wilkie. He misses, but got his own rebound, and he'll stick it back up and in. And Ravenna has the early lead here, 2-0. They'll put that pressure on Centura, who has some trouble in the backcourt with it here. Try and get things turned around, and a 10-second count just like that. Centura turns it over on their opening possession. Centura, a pretty deliberate team, more of a run-and-gun, obviously, man-to-man in your face for the Ravenna Blue Jays, and usually that style has won out here over the last few seasons. But a long leaping pass. They thought it was a long three. Instead, it was that backdoor lob to Connor Veronic, who missed the shot but did draw the foul. And Veronic will go to the line and shoot two. But the last time that these two teams played in the first round, Centura took it to overtime, so you never know. Foul was on Cameron Aitken, and the free throw by Veronic is no good. So a shocker there for Connor Veronic. And again, you never know how these kids are going to respond coming off the holiday break. You know they've been around in the gym and shooting over the weekend with their friends as Connor hits the second one, makes it 3-0 Ravenna, but no guarantees And the ball thrown away again, and we've got a steal and a bucket, and that is going to make it 5-0, and a quick timeout here by Centura to try and get some attention. So 7:08 to go here, first quarter. 30-second timeout, Centura. We're right back.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back as the timeout, after a 5-0 first minute here for Ravenna, Centura will push the ball across the timeline. Austin Casperson, he's your main man. He's your scorer. Coach Light will tell me that he didn't get off to a great start scoring this year, and they had to find some other guys to step up, and he says Welty and him have really started to get things going, and they are really trying to keep an eye on him. Always a man-to-man defense here from the Ravenna Blue Jays. They could junk it up a little bit on those two if they wanted to, but that's not the case. Casperson over on the right wing gets it to Rock. Still looking for their first shot of the game, Centura, and we're a minute and a half in. 5-0 Ravenna. Throw it into the paint. They'll get it to Welty. Welty high post. Veronic poked it away from behind, but Welty picked it up. Reset it here for Centura. Austin Casperson tried that little back lob and overthrew Welty, and it's Centura, three possessions, three turnovers, a three in transition for Ravenna. It's going to be off the mark for Saborn. No good. One rebound, Cremosta. Two rebounds, Cremosta. Three rebounds, Cremosta. And he throws it out to Wilkie. Cremosta couldn't make any of the other ones, and a three-pointer by Lucas Wilkie. No good. And the rebound brought down by Chase Welty. Welty up the floor, kicks it into the right-hand corner for a 16-footer that's up and in by Zach Roth, and Centura is on the board. 5-2, Ravenna with the lead here in the first 2 minutes and change of this ball game. Blue Jays had a chance to score that last time down the floor and missed quite a few shots. Now Veronic for three, and it's going to be off the heel, no good. Long rebound out to Saborn. Saborn kicks it over the wing to Anderson, skip past Veronic, comes down the lane, lost the handle, and out of bounds it goes. He thought it might have been punched out from behind, but instead Ravenna will turn it over for the first time in the basketball game. The winner will play Overton tomorrow at 6:15. The loser will play Loop City at 2:45. Ball on the floor here for Austin Casperson to break the press. Comes all the way down, takes a couple of big steps, throws it up from 7 feet, no good. Rebound brought down Tyson Anderson. Outlet pass, Saborn takes it to the rack, missed the layup. Defensive rebound, Austin Casperson. Numbers aren't there. They don't want to get into a track meet here with Ravenna, so he'll slow it up. Work it to the right side to Chase Welty. Welty guarded by Anderson. Back up top to Roth. Zach guarded by Connor Baronic. Connor doesn't necessarily defend the top scorer, and that has kind of been a tradition, I guess. They shoot the ball well, maybe not as quick as some of the other guys on defense. With the basketball, handed off to Ben Roth. The pass is at his feet. It's kicked, turned over. Connor Baronic trying to bring it all the way. Avoids the contact, missed the shot, but was there to tip it back up and in. He knew once the defender got out of the way, he could just throw it up off the glass, grab it, and score again. And that's what he did. 7-2, Ravenna. Centura breaks the press this time. They get it across the timeline to Camera Aitken. Aitken give and go. Got it down low. Kept his feet. Didn't travel, but his shot is going to be blocked by Connor Baronic. Cameron's sister Courtney down in Florida. The Centura girls get ready for 3 games in 3 days down at ESPN World in Orlando starting tomorrow morning. More about that at half. Here's a three up and in by Tyson Anderson. Anderson hits the downtown three, the first of the game, and Ravenna now up by 8-10-2. 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Centura across the timeline. Austin Casperson, he and Chase Welty need to find a way to get things going offensively here for Centura. 5 second count on and trouble at midcourt. Centura needs help. Finally, somebody comes out. He actually has to throw it well over on the right wing to Ben Roth. Roth one-on-one against Cremosta. Not very tall, just 5'9". The sophomore needs some help. The pass is stolen away by Saborn. Saborn coast-to-coast draws the foul on Chase Welty. That's the first foul on Welty. Second foul of the ball game. 10-2 Ravenna. 3:31 to go first quarter. And Trevor Saborn will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. First free throw for Saborn is up and in. More holiday basketball tournament action coming your way tomorrow. as we'll be back here. Then Wednesday and Thursday, we're at Amherst for their holiday tournament with Kearney Catholic, Ainsworth, and North Platte St. Pat's. Second free throws the board up and in, so he hits them both, and that makes it 12-2 in favor of the Blue Jays. Centura trouble getting it in. Finally, Welty able to find Kasperson, who's double-teamed in the backcourt. He's dribbling backwards, now just throws it up for grabs, and we're getting a foul at midcourt. Checking in, number 44, Garrett Irvine, tried to knock it away, and he'll be called for the personal foul. So Irvine, first foul of the game on Ravenna. It'll be Centura basketball at midcourt. And it looks like we want to get some substitutes into the ball game. Here comes Seth Littlemeyer for Centura. And it'll be Overton to throw it in, Centura to throw it in at midcourt. Overton winning the first game today, 55-44 over Loup City. Roth taken away. Here's Anderson all the way to the rack, and he'll double pump and score. Tyson Anderson with the steal and bucket. Six Centura turnovers in the first 5 minutes of the game, and Ravenna is turning him into points. 14-2, but this was also the way the first game started. Another turnover. Loose ball picked up that time by Sid Techmeyer. Gets it down low. Saborn missed the shot. Offensive putback won't go. And finally, yanked down there by Seth Littlemeyer after the miss on the putback by Techmeyer. At the other end, the ball is turned over one more time. Centura having all kinds of problems hanging on to the basketball right now. And at the other end, Ravenna tries to go too quick, and they turn it over. Second turnover for the Blue Jays. 2:34 to go here in the first quarter. Ravenna off to a good start at home, 14-2. Ravenna's girls will play in the championship tomorrow at 4:30 against Loup City. They were a winner today. Loup City was over Overton, 39-29. And since Centura's girls aren't here, they could not find a replacement, so Ravenna just took the first round bye. They would have rather played, but couldn't find anybody to take the place. Devin Hinkson is in, and so is Grady Lampier. Lampier gets it up to the top of the circle to Hinkson, so nothing working with the guys that were in there. And Coach Lytle says, let's change it up. Here's a jumper on the right wing, too strong from Hinkson. The ball is tipped back out there to Kasperson, who lobs it into Welty, and he has the layup. Chase Welty with his first bucket of the ball game, 14-4. Ravenna leads it. Oh, Saborn probably carried the basketball. That allowed him to get by the double team, and he'll lay it up and in. 6 points for Trevor Saborn, 16-4. And Ravenna back on that defense, trying to put some pressure on. Welty in trouble. He's falling down. He just throws the ball and ends up to Garrett Irvine. And up the floor for a transition three. Saborn skips in and out. No good. Defensive rebound by Grady Lampier. And Centura will get the ball back, but they are really having trouble with this Ravenna pressure. Wilkie on him, pulls up Kasperson, jumper no good, long rebound, top of the circle, picked up there by Mark Cremosta. Outlet pass, Wilkie shoved as he goes in for the layup, and a foul will be called. Lucas Wilkie will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws with a minute 20 to go here in the first quarter, and a 16-4 Ravenna lead over Centura. The foul will be called on Devin Hinkson, his first and the team's third. Wilkie with his first free throw, and it's up and in. Makes it 17-4. Centura brings both the Roths back in, Ben and Zach, along with Aitken. And staying on the floor will be Hinkson and Chase Welty. Ravenna brings Connor Baronic back in. Wilkie's free throw up and in. So Lucas Wilkie hits them both. He's got 4 points. You've got Techmeyer, Baronic, Cremosta, Anderson on the floor, and Wilkie. And a foul called here on backcourt pressure on the Blue Jays goes against Lucas Wilkie. His first team second, and now checking in, Anderson is back for Ravenna, and Baronic checks out. Welty swings it to Hinkson, wide open, nobody on him, and he doesn't do anything with it. Kicks it back up top. A very rare opportunity there when Ravenna loses somebody defensively. Now Welty to the baseline. Rough wrap around there. Didn't have much room. And Chase with the reverse layup scores. And it's 18-6. Three at the other end. Techmeyer decides to cast one up. It's no good. And Chase Welty brings down the rebound. Up the floor comes Centura, trying to get another bucket or two before the end of the first quarter. Trailing by a dozen, 18-6. Hanks it up top to Aitken. Cameron with it between the circles. forced to dribble, dribbles once, bounce pass behind Zach Roth, ball on the floor, and what's the whistle? Going to get a jump ball here, I believe. The arrow points the way of Ravenna. Or not. Points the way of Centura. So 29 seconds, Centura will get the ball. And the inbounds pass comes to Roth in right-hand corner, just holding it there, waiting for some cutters. Zach needs some help, lost the dribble, tipped away, but picked up by Ben Roth. And the sophomore helping out his senior namesake to the right side, takes it in, tries to dump it off instead of shooting it. The ball is deflected out of bounds, and it'll be off of Lucas Wilkie with 8 seconds to go in the first quarter of play. Back in for Centura will be Austin Kasperson. Get another shooter on the floor here for the last offensive possession for Centura. Wealthy gives it to Roth, right back to Chase. Fakes the three, goes right around Veronica, comes in, gets some contact. Now he's double-teamed. 2 seconds, 1 second, and the shot at the buzzer is up and no good by Ben Roth. At the end of one here in the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, it's the Ravenna boys, number one in C2, leading the Centura Centurions 18-6. We'll head to the second quarter right after this timeout.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
You know Ed and Deb Stoltenberg because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer around. They carry Valley irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance work. Get it all from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back to high school basketball. Ravenna gets the ball to start the second quarter. Throw over the top to Connor Baronic. His three is no good. Offensive rebound, Tyson Anderson, and he'll put it back up and in. 7 points for Tyson, and the lead is 14 again. 20-6 in favor of the Ravenna Blue Jays, whose only loss is to Class B, number 2, Gretna, at Gretna, by 6, 45-39. So don't let that one loss deter you. They're still going to be number 1 at the start of the year. They have the preseason rankings, and then the next time they update them is after the first of the year, after the holiday tournament. So if Ravenna can win these next two today and tomorrow, they'll still be number one. Trying to get it down low to Aitken, and Wilkie's leaning on him a little too much. And Lucas Wilkie taking a page out of the old man's playbook, called for his second foul. 20-6 your score. Ravenna with the lead. 7:22 to go here in the first half. Centura has it underneath their own hoop. Have to throw it all the way out to midcourt. Get it to Roth. Try to get it to Kasperson. Anderson steals it away from behind. Tyson 2-on-3. Kasperson came back and deflected it. Anderson picked it up. Shot it. No good. Fight for the loose ball. Connor Baronic can't save it to his own teammate. Throws it into his cousin, Cameron Aitken. And now Baronic sneaks up from behind and takes it away from Aitken. And here we go the other way. Actually, he took it away from a Kasperson. And it's Centura on the defense. Cremosta with it for Ravenna, leading it 20-6 with 6:45 to go here in the first half. And Ravenna is going to slow it down here for a moment. Look at this extended 1-2-2 defense, kind of a 3-2 really. They lob it back door to Connor Baronic, catch and shoot, no good. Rebound Garrett Irvine, kick it out top for Saborin, and he buries the three. 9 points for Trevor Saborin. And just the second three of the ball game here for Ravenna. 23-6 Blue Jays, and Coach Paul Baronic again to think might start using even more of his bench here out to a comfortable lead. Bounce pass on the right wing. Get it over to Kasperson. And Ravenna knows they're going to have a tough game tomorrow if they win tonight. Taking on over to the number one team in D1. Spin move by Ben Roth in traffic. Puts up the jumper. No good. Tip try, and it's going to end up in Mark Cremosta's hands. Outlet pass. They want to run the break. Ball kicked around and turned over by Ravenna. Coming up with a loose basketball, Austin Kasperson gets it to Roth. 3-on-3 in the front court. Right corner to Zach Roth. Jumper is on the way. No good. Rebound brought down by Connor Baronic. And right now, Centura gets so few looks at shooting the ball that they rush it. Garrett Irvine kicks it back out top for another three. Trevor Saborn, back-to-back threes are good. Timeout, Centura. 5:33 to go here in the first half of play, and Ravenna is playing some smooth basketball. 26-6, Jays. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR FM. Kearney, Ravenna, and Caro in the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. 5.5 to go, second quarter. It's all Ravenna leading the Centura boys 26-6. And after the Centura timeout, the ball is stolen away. That's the 12th turnover. Centura and Saborn with an easy layup has 8 in the quarter and a game high 14 points. And Ravenna is cruising here, 28-6. Up top with it, they get it to Casperson, to Welty. Nice backdoor cut to Cameron Aiken. Aiken, the short jumper off the glass, up and in. And the Centurions able to get on the board here in the second quarter. Took them 3 minutes. They took a little longer than that in the first quarter. Connor Baronic, an open three, not going for him. Rebound brought down by Austin Casperson. Connor, the junior, the couple of times we've seen him, has not knocked down a bunch of threes, but boy, when we saw him against Kearney Catholic, he had a heck of a night, scoring 32 points, made 14 of 14 from the line. Here's a double team and a reach-in foul going to be called on Tyson Anderson, trying to pull the double team up at the top of the key on Centura. That'll be his first and the team's fourth personal foul. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Give you the first half stats of this game. We will also recap the stats from the first two ball games today. Loup City girls and Overton boys were winners. Also talk a little bit about Centura's girls playing in Florida tomorrow and the next 3 days in a holiday tournament. Chase Welty, baseline, throws through, gets it to Aitken, his leaner. Can't crawl over the rim, no good. Rebound by Sid Techmeyer. Techmeyer out to Connor Baronic. Fires it into the corner. Anderson, quick three for Tyson, and it's nothing but net. Three threes in this quarter by Ravenna. Tyson Anderson, his second of the game, and he's got 10 points. So Tyson, who had not really been scoring a lot in the first five games for Ravenna, having a good first half here. 3:50 to go here in the first half. Don't forget later tonight, Monday Night Football, Saints-Falcons on ESPN Radio, 1460, 1550, and a ton of college bowl games the rest of the week. Right now, Ben Roth, trying to get rid of it against the double team. Gets it down low. Turnaround jumper by Jason Schultes is no good. Tries to follow his shot but commits the foul on Garrett Irvine, who had grabbed the rebound. Now we've got a bunch of subs coming in for both teams. And the foul is actually going to be called on Nate Lemberg. Okay, now they put it up. It was on Schultes. Thought it was on Schultes. They just hadn't changed it on the board yet. And the guy running the board's always right. Connor Baronic swings it over to the left side. Saborn up top to Techmeyer. Wilkie tries the back cut. Well covered that time by Centura. Seth Winnemeyer over to Baronic. Weak side. He has it knocked out of his hands by Chase Welty. So you've got Mark Cremosta, Techmeyer, Wilkie, Baronic, and Saborn on the floor right now for Ravenna, leading at 31-8 with 3:15 to go first half. They'll lob it in. Techmeyer was open, didn't want the shot. Goes back to Connor Baronic. He's covered in the corner by Austin Casperson. Another three, though, is up and in for Trevor Saborn. He's feeling it tonight. Three threes in this quarter, and not much you can do about that. 34-8, he actually had a guy on him, just elevated over the top. Hinkson is in the ball game. Casperson, Welty, also Jason Schultes, and Linnemeyer for Centura. Casperson picks up the dribble. Connor Baronic on him. Throws it to Welty. Welty left elbow. Picks the dribble up there, throws through from the left to the right. Casperson lobs it down to Schultes, guarded by Cremosta. Turnaround jumper comes up short. Brought down by Lucas Wilkie. Ravenna pushes it up on the left side. Right side, Lucas Wilkie wasn't looking. They throw it behind him, and out of bounds it goes. Fourth turnover of the ball game here for Ravenna. Centura right at a dozen, although they have taken better care of the ball here in the second quarter. Three turnovers compared to nine in the first. Kasperson will bring the ball up one-on-one on Mark Cremosta. Working his way across the timeline on the right side. Now back it up. Gives it over to Hinkson. Off a couple of picks. Lindemeyer comes up top. That's not his range. Over the left wing, Kasperson doesn't want to pull the trigger. Wilkie's on him. You'd think Kasperson, that would have been a mismatch, would have had a chance to take him in, but didn't even look at it. Hinkson, guarded by the much taller Baronic, still takes the turnaround jumper. Won't go. Rebound, Connor Baronic. Baseball pass overthrows Saborn out of bounds. Tyson Anderson returns to the ball game for Ravenna. Centura brings in Aitken. Zach Roth back on the floor. 34-8, Ravenna. Centura just 2 points here in the second quarter. And 16 for Ravenna, including 4 3-pointers. Ball knocked away from Roth. Wilkie dives on the floor in the backcourt for Centura, but Roth saves it, gives it over to Kasperson, kicks it over to Welty. Chase fires the three and got it. Chase Welty has 7 of his team's 11 points. That's the first three attempted and hit. Wilkie comes to the other end, lost his footing. The ball's loose, but as it usually does here at home, it bounces right into the Blue Jays' hands. And they'll reset it. Anderson, top of the key, hoists the three. It's good. Tyson Anderson with his third three of the ball game. 37-11. Ravenna is cruising with just over a minute to go before halftime. Kasperson between the circles. Austin just dribbling in place. Anderson on him. Tries to get it over to Roth. Wilkie anticipates. Steals. Takes it in. Fouled. Two shots coming up. Shot doesn't fall. And Austin Kasperson will be called for his first foul. Lucas Wilkie, who has 4 points and a couple of rebounds here in the first half, will go to the line to shoot two. He is 2 of 2 at the line. With 56 seconds to go in the first half, the free throw is right through there. Coming up, as always, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. And the second free throw, good. So Wilkie perfect at the line in 4 attempts, 39-11. And Centura brings the ball up the floor. Ben Roth working on Tyson Anderson. They try to trap him. He goes right side, gets it on the baseline to Welty. One-on-one against Cremosta. Looks for the cutter. Nice pass underneath, but Kasperson put it up too strong. Rebound brought down by Trevor Saborn. Into the front court they come. Top of the key, Wilkie fires the three, and everybody's hitting them. The sixth three of the quarter, and Lucas Wilkie now has 9. 42-11. 25 seconds to go in the first half. Not what Centura was looking for. There'll be no upset tonight. Kasperson to Roth, jump stop in the lane. He'll put the shot up, no good. Ball tipped out. Connor Baronic will chase it down. 12 seconds to go. One more shot attempt coming up here for Ravenna. Connor Baronic has an open three, so he fires it. Off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound, Trevor Saborn. Fade away from 14, no good. And at halftime, the score is Centura trailing at Ravenna. The Blue Jays, no rust coming out of the holiday break. Ravenna 42, Centura 11. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Run Report in 1 minute on Classic Hits.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
You know Ed and Deb Stoltenberg because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer around. They carry Valley irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance work. Get it all from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, muffler, or total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care. Now offering computer alignments, too. And for total storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 in Kansas in Caro.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9. Ravenna Sanitation says don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. It is 42-11. Ravenna leading Centura here at the half. Coming up, we will hear a few comments from Centura girls basketball coach Kathy Mettenbrink. We had a chance to chat with the coach last week on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio about her team and their trip to Florida, where they play at 8:45 Eastern, 7:45 Central tomorrow against a school, Franklin Pierce, from Tennessee. And we'll hear a little bit about that in a moment. Earlier today, in our first girls game, it was Loup City pulling away in the fourth quarter of this low-scoring contest, 39-29 to beat Overton. Brooke Henry, 20 points, 8 rebounds, 2 blocks. They had 45 total rebounds in the ball game. Shelby Spilnick had 12 and Ashley Hall had 10. Overton was led by Grace Eklund, 12.6 rebounds, 3 blocks. Miranda Farley, 7 points, 10 rebounds. So tomorrow, no consolation game because Centura's not here, but the championship, Loup City Ravenna at 4:30 here on KKPR. In the boys' semifinal, Overton got out to a 17-1 lead, but it was sluggish after that. They end up winning at 55-44. 18 points for Jacob Olmstead, 12 for Jacob Jensen. For Loup City, 14.7 rebounds by Cole Lambrick to lead the way, 10 from Brady Rasmussen, 9 from Riley Lambrick. So Loup City and presumably Centura will play tomorrow at 2:45 in the consolation game on ESPN 1460. And then a battle of number ones, it looks like, Ravenna and Overton tomorrow night at 6:15. Here on Classic Hits. 42-11, Ravenna has the halftime lead, and we'll take a look at the first half numbers right after this.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, here's a look at your first half numbers. First of all, for Centura, Grady Lamphere, 1 rebound. Chase Welty, 7 points, 3 rebounds. Austin Kasperson has not scored. He has 3 rebounds. Zach Roth, 2 points. Cameron Aitken, 2 points and a rebound. Seth Littemeyer, 1 rebound. At the half, 11 points, 9 rebounds. Centura has not attempted a free throw. They are 1 of 1 from a 3-point land. No blocks, 13 turnovers for the 1 and 5 Centurions. For Ravenna, Trevor Saborn has hit 3 threes. He's got 17 game-high points. Actually, only 4 players have scored for Ravenna. Saborn with 17 points, 3 rebounds. Tyson Anderson, 13 points, 2 rebounds. Seth Techmeyer, 2 rebounds. Connor Bronick, just 3 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Mark Cremosta, 5 rebounds. Lucas Wilkie, 9 points, 2 rebounds. Garrett Irvine has 2 rebounds. 18 points in the first quarter, 24 in the second. And at the half, Ravenna a commanding 42 points, 20 rebounds, 2 out of 2 at the free throw line, 7 of 15 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 5 turnovers. It's all Ravenna. The 4-1 Jays leading 1-5 Centura at the half, 42-11. Well, the Centura girls are playing in Florida for a holiday tournament starting tomorrow. That's where Coach Kathy Mettenbrink and the crew are. We had a chance to catch up with the coach on last week's Doug and Daddy Show. Here's part of that conversation.
We'll get that going off here in just a little bit. But right now, as promised, we talked about Nebraska football. They're going to San Diego in the warm weather for the holidays. Well, just after Christmas, they are headed to Florida to play in a holiday tournament. And they're off to a great start. Centura's girls basketball program, obviously a very storied history with numerous wins, and they're off to a 5-0 start. And Coach Kathy Mettenbrink joins us again here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, Merry Christmas to you, and I know you guys are looking ready to get out of class and get on a plane and get to Florida.
Yeah, we are. Those kids are pretty excited about it. A bunch of them haven't even been on a plane before, so Every time we mention it, they get excited.
Well, let's start at the top. You've told me a little bit about it. How did this all come to pass? I know that sometimes schools, but usually it's Class A, trying to show that they're some of the nation's best, will go in various sports and get out of state. How did this come to pass, and what made you say yes to this whole opportunity?
Well, I got a flyer last year in the mail towards the end of the basketball season, or I guess it was in the middle of basketball season, and I told my assistant, or that boys coach, I said, hey, we need an extra game here. Let's go out to Orlando, Florida, and kind of joked around about it, and then I decided, well, why not try it? So I presented it to the school board and got it okayed in February, and we started fundraising. Cost about $34,000 for us to get there for 21 kids and three coaches, and so that's where we were at on that.
Did more kids come out this year because
we didn't gain any kids, but we sure didn't lose any. There probably would have been a couple maybe that didn't wasn't going to go out, decided they were going to stay out.
Kathy, when you look at these schools you're playing, are they the same size of schools? Are they bigger? How do you know anything about them?
Well, when they talk to me about bracketing, their enrollment as far as girls is about the same as ours, maybe 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 kids bigger than we are on the girls' end of things. So we're in a bracket that's kind of our size of school.
Kathy, as far as the on the court, what do you hope to accomplish here? I know you guys want to go down, go 3-0, and say, you know, this was all worth it. What do you expect from this trip as far as the competition and what you can come back with?
Well, you know, when they were bracketing, she told me that Tennessee was probably one of the better teams, and she said we'd probably get one of the top seats also, and we ended up drawing Franklin Road, who is one of the better teams. So right off the get-go, we got a team that has three starters back from their 25-3 last year, and had a girl that started as an eighth grader. She's a sophomore now. She's their go-to player. So we'll get tested right off the bat. So, I mean, it'll be a challenge for us.
You might want to cover her, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I would say so.
Centaurus had some kids that could have started as an eighth grader, too, I'm sure, if Nebraska had that same rule.
You know, it's just fun when you get a flyer, and then you throw in the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex is where you're going to play at. I mean, the whole deal has to just be exciting and get more. I mean, the summer had, I mean, when you announced this, the summer basketball had to be, everybody's had to have a smile on their face since then.
Oh, yeah. Once I told them when I went to the board in February, I said, well, we got it approved. And they were, I mean, it didn't take them long to text each other that, yeah, we're going to get to go to Florida. And, you know, and the fundraising, it was pretty stressful at times. But as, you know, this summer when we started continuing the fundraising, they really started to get a little more excited. And, you know, we're more eager to do things than they were at the beginning.
Once the great picking was over, everything was good for the Centura girls basketball team.
The great picking wasn't fun.
There was a good article in the Grand Island Independent here about a week ago for the folks that want to know more. Kathy Mettenbrink, the girls basketball coach at Centura, is joining us. What else?
That was Coach Kathy Mettenbrink of the Centura girls. They play tomorrow against Franklin Road Academy of Tennessee at 7:45 Central Time, and then they'll play at 1:15 Central the following day. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. They're ready to play basketball here in the second half. They got out here and took the last minute off the clock, and Centura will get the basketball to start the second half, but turn it over on the opening possession, and at the other end, Trevor Saborn goes right in and scores, and he has got 19 points, and it's going to be one of those ball games where Coach Baranek's able to play as many guys as he wants in this second half, the way it looks like. And for Centura, they just got to find a way to try and get better. They get it underneath to Aitken. He has it blocked in there by Connor Baranek, and the ball will be taken away into the front court. Here they come. Connor Baranek gets it down low. His leaner off the glass is up and in. 5 points for Connor, and it just kind of continues here. And you got to hope for Centura that they can find a way to get something going, get some kind of confidence. They got to come back tomorrow and play a Loop City team that played pretty well today. Centura over to Ben Roth on the left wing. He'll come to the baseline. Ravenna still trying to play strong defense, but they don't want to get too nasty here as the pass tipped away. The Independence Bowl going on this afternoon. It's almost over. 2 minutes to go. Air Force 14 and Georgia Tech 7. With less than 2 minutes to go, Air Force needing a two-point conversion to go along with two field goals and a touchdown to take the lead. That came in the fourth quarter. Right now, Centura trying to get the ball inside. Ball going to be knocked away on the pass. And they'll throw it in again. Ben Ross just holds the ball in the right-hand corner, tries to lob it into Welty. Got it to him. Turnaround jumper up and in. Chase Welty with nine of his team's 13 points. Outlet pass, Connor Baronic pulls up from five and banks it off the glass and in. Centura didn't get back that time. And we're 90 seconds into the second half. 6-2 run here by Ravenna. 48-13, in case you're just joining us. Ball belongs to Centura. Roth, Bendisac, reverses it right side, tries to lob it down to Welty, almost stepped out of bounds, made a good catch, then the defense left him, and he'll put it up and in. Chase Welty with back-to-back buckets for Centura. At the other end, Tyson Anderson casts up a three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Austin Kasperson. Centura can get it. They got two in a row. If they can just get a couple to go here, get a little momentum, get a flow of the game going, it's going to help them out. A long three by Welty is not going to go this time. The rebound brought down by Tyson Anderson. That's only the second three even attempted by Centura. Now at the other end, a three in transition by Mark Cremosta is no good. And the rebound brought down by Cameron Aitken, his second. 48-15, Ravenna. 5.5 to go here in the third quarter of play. Here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web as Ben Roth comes down the lane. He'll throw it off the window and score. So already more points in this quarter than any other quarter for Centura, 48-17. Down low, the bounce pass is going to be kicked. Should say they had six in the first, five in the second, and now six so far in the third. And some substitutions in the ball game. For Centura, Seth Lindemeyer checks in. So does Grady Lampier. And for the Blue Jays, they'll get it into the corner. Connor Baronic dropped it, though, and out of bounds it goes. Last touch by Centura. They bring in Sid Techmeyer and Garrett Irvine here for the Blue Jays. 5 minutes to go, third quarter, and Ravenna with a basketball. Didn't like it, so Trevor Saborn going to pull it back out. The big three, Saborn, Baronic, and Anderson all in there. Skip pass, Anderson left corner. Rainbow three off the iron. Twice won't go. Two Centura players fight for the loose ball. It ends up in Garrett Irvine's hands. Now he tries to force it inside. The ball knocked away. Ravenna turns it over. That'll be their sixth turnover of the basketball game. Baseball pass to try and break the pressure here by Centura, and they overthrow and give it right back. 48-17. In favor of Ravenna, it has never been close. It was 18-6 at the end of one and didn't get any better. Backdoor cut, Garrett Irvine, turnaround jumper off the iron, no good. Rebound tipped out to Chase Welty. Welty up the floor, two on four, decides that's not a good odd, so he fires it to his main man, the big fella, Cameron Aitken underneath, and he'll square and score. Cameron with his second bucket. 48-19, Baronic pull up at the other end, off the glass, too strong. Rebound brought down by Aitken. He'll hand it off to Kasperson, and Kasperson fouled to the backcourt, one-on-one. Tyson Anderson tried to make the steal and will commit the personal foul. First foul of the half on either team. It'll be the second of the game on Anderson, and Cremosta will come back into the ball game, and so will Wilkie. With 3:58 remaining in the third quarter, 48-19, Ravenna. This one, as we said, at least getting a little better for Centura. They've shown some opportunities to score here in the second half. Lindemeyer runs out of room, bounce pass right side, gets it to Kasperson, who puts it off the glass from the right baseline and scores. Kasperson with his first bucket. So 10 points in about 4.5 minutes here for Centura, almost equaling their first half total. 48-21. Ravenna lobs it down to Wilkie. He can't handle it. It's tipped a couple of times, and the loose ball picked up by Cameron Aitken. Ravenna with their seventh turnover, second here of the quarter. Kasperson to the front court on Cremosta. Turns, hands it to Welty. Welty stops top the key, throws it over to Kasperson, who fires up the three-pointer from the right-hand corner. It's no good. Long rebound comes out to Mark Cremosta. Cremosta tries to go coast to coast. He gets fouled out around the free-throw line. by Austin Kaspersick. That'll be his second. First of the half. Back in the ball game, Tyson Anderson and Connor Baronic for Ravenna. And for Centura, Jason Schultes and Brady Beat checks in. Blue Jay ball to Anderson for a quick three. It's too strong again from that left corner. He's hit the far side of the rim three straight times now. And Ravenna 0-4 beyond the arc here in the second half. Centura has actually outscored Ravenna here in the third quarter by a count of 10-6. Ball kicked away. Again, earlier today, Loup City and Overton doubleheader. Loup City won the girls game 39-29. Overton won the boys game 55-44. All three games on the radio again for you tomorrow. As the inbounds pass for Centura underneath their own hoop, stolen away by Anderson. Now he tries to lead it ahead to Kremosta and gives it right back. So the teams exchange turnovers. So if things stay as they are, our first game tomorrow is the boys' consolation at 2:45 with Centura and Loup City on ESPN 1460. Then the boys' and girls' championship games here on Classic Hits. Ravenna and Loup City at 4:30. Ravenna and Overton at 6:15 for the boys. Here's a jumper up, no good by Schultes. Here is Nathan Lemberg in there to get the rebound. He'll give it off to Beat. So some different kids in there right now for Coach Lytle. Short jumper up and in by Seth Lindemeyer. Hits the eight-footer straight away in the lane. 48-23, Ravenna running. Wilkie cut off. Kicks it back out some more, and they're trying to pick the pace up. Good ball movement. Kremosta, another three, and it's good. Mark Kremosta with his first bucket of the ball game. And that quick ball movement for Ravenna finally frees him up to get a shot to fall. 51-23, your score. Lob it to the right side. Lemberg got open, and now coming over, Anderson blocks it right back to him. He'll dish it off for a jumper that's going to be short that time. Off the attempt by Veith. Outlet pass to the other end. Saborn brings it in for the layup. 21 for Trevor Saborn, 53-23. And Ravenna up by 30. Again, they're up by 31 at the half, and Centura cut into it a little bit here. Veith comes out towards midcourt. Now bounce pass to Lamphere. Right side three-pointer on the way. No good by Schultes. And Wilkie will get the rebound. Minute 20 to go in the quarter to Connor Baronic underneath. He'll attack and score. And a timeout going to be called here by Coach Paul Baronic to get in some subs. 1:18 to go here in the third quarter of play. 55-23 Ravenna. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. This final Monday of 2010. And here at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, had a couple of games that were competitive into the fourth quarter. This one not. We're a minute away from the fourth, and Ravenna's boys are playing like the number one team. They brought in some new kids to the ball game. We'll get those to you in just a minute as Centura fires up the jumper. No good. Rebound. Oh, God. Three, four, five, six guys on the floor. And finally, Nathan Lemberg has it shuffled out to him to Lamphere. His jumper good. Grady hits the jumper. 55-25. Centura just looking to get somebody on the score clock. Here is Alec Kremosta in the ball game. Also Sid Techmeyer. Paul Bauer is in there. They lob it to Paul. Alec Kremosta is in there as well. Tom Sitkowski is in the ball game, number 20, and so is Amon Miller, who's going to take the three. It's no good. Got his own rebound, and they'll try again. So Tom Sitkowski, who is not on the roster here, will add. He's in the ball game. Final seconds of this third quarter. Jumper is up and in by Irvine. Garrett Irvine puts it up and in. 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Ball knocked away as Sikowski got in there and mixed it up with Nate Lemberg. 6 seconds for Centura to take it out underneath their own hoop here in the third quarter. And to throw it in will be Grady Lamphere. Holding. Goes all the way up top. Gets it to Brady V. Throws it back inside. The jumper on the way from Schultes. 10-footer, no good. That's the end of the quarter. And after three quarters of play, it's Ravenna 57, Centura 25. This is the Ravenna Holiday Tournament on KKPR.
You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River. Ask about our custom applications. Best wishes to our area athletes from Agricultural Services.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Mel's Ag Service of Dan and Brock is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Repairing international and all tractor brands, carrying irrigation parts and accessories, what you need when you need it from Mel's Ag Service of Dan and Brock, a proud Centurion sponsor.
On the alternating possession arrow, Ravenna will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. The starters are back in there for a minute or two. They try that back lob to Saborn from Anderson. It's way short. Chase Welty had it guarded well. He'll make the steal. Ninth Ravenna turnover. Centura has 16, but nine of those were in the first quarter of play. It'll be Centura ball. Underneath their own, Chase Welty, who has 11 of his team's 25 points, throws it into the corner to Roth. 17-footer by Zach. No good. Rebound comes out to Connor Baronic, his fifth of the ball game. Connor will push it up on the left wing. Kick it back to Saborn. To Anderson, top of the key, three way short. Trying to save it, Cremosa. What a play to Baronic, and Welty scores! Lucas Welty will score. He's got 11 points in the basketball game. But Mark Cremosa... kind of looked like that, and we'll get to that in a minute. Oh, nice block, Welty. It looked like it was going to be a sure layup for Aiken, and Welty swats it off the glass. We come to the other end, and Connor Baronic's going to be called for a charge. First on Connor. That last play down the floor kind of reminds me of that Oklahoma State interception against Oklahoma. It was headed out of bounds. Both of the guys from Ravenna in Cremosa and Baronic were out of bounds. It went right at Baronic. He's still in the air, so he throws it back even farther, and it's saved. And scored by Welty. Right now, Centura has the ball a minute into the fourth quarter. Ben Roth, the left-hand corner, trying to force him to the baseline. Now a good crossover dribble. He'll get the 18-footer on the way and in. 4 points now for Ben Roth. And it's 59-27, Ravenna. They want to run. Cremosa with it right corner. There's the trailer, Anderson. One dribble in the lane. Blocked in there by Welty. Comes into the hands of Baronic. He'll put it up and in and draw the foul. Connor Baronic, who now has 11 points in the basketball game, will head to the charity stripe and try and add to that total. Trevor Saborn has 21. Tyson Anderson has 13. Lucas Welty and Connor Baronic each have 11. And Baronic now has 12 as he completes the free throw. The foul on Chase Welty was his second. Three-point play makes it 62-27. A battle of number ones tomorrow night at 6:15 here on Classic Hits. Nice post-up move at the other end. Cameron Aitken spins it off the glass and scores from deep on the low block. 62-29, his sixth point. Cremosa into the double team. Out top, Baronic. Connor leaves it off for Saborn. A big second quarter of threes really helped this Blue Jay team. Saborn throws up a wild shot. No good. Welty has it. Knocked out of his hands, but Saborn's there. Up top, Connor Baronic, and he'll hit his first three of the ball game. And that is the ninth three of the contest for Ravenna. They're 9 out of 22 from 20 feet plus. Ben Roth tries to answer at the other end. His three is too strong. And the rebound pulled down by Trevor Saborn. Stolen away, and the layup comes Cameron Aitken. Cameron got the steal there on kind of a lazy move that you don't see from Ravenna very often. 65-31. Swung over to Welty. Welty attacks the baseline. Aitken tries to cut him off. He takes it reverse and scores. Lucas Welty is having himself a good ball game tonight. He's got 13 points, four boards, and a block. And Ravenna leads at 67-31. How much longer will Paul Baronic leave those starters in? Kasperson floats down the lane. He hangs and scores. 67-33, so at least Centura is scoring here in the second half. Only had 11 points at halftime. They got 22 here in 11 minutes. They scored 14 last quarter, just one less than what Ravenna had. So Centum playing a lot better here in the second half. Of course, the pressure's up, but Ravenna always plays hard as Baronic comes down, tipped away from behind, caught it back and scored. Connor Baronic somehow located the ball after it was tipped out of his hands, and Baronic having a huge second half. He only had 3 points at halftime, and he's got 14 in the second half. As Zach Ross jumper at the other end will have a short rebound brought down by Lucas Wilkie. Timeout, Ravenna, and this is where the starters come out of the ball game. 4:36 left to go. Ravenna 69, Centura 33, and we'll be back after this on Classic Hits.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball as the second teamers are in. Sikowski attacks and a big block chase, Welty, and he takes the ball away. Might have been some contact, but they'll let it go in a 36-point game. Left wing with it is going to be Casperson. Tried to get it inside to Aitken, and it's taken away by Garrett Irvine. First turnover of the fourth quarter for Centura. Amon Miller on the right wing. Working there on Roth. Amon takes it to the bucket right side. His shot going to be blocked as Cameron Aitken came in on help defense. Blocked it, and Centura has the basketball. 4 minutes to go, midway through the fourth quarter at the other end. Climbing in, the shot no good by Aitken. By Casperson. The ball brought down there by Ravenna to the other end. Irvine missed the short jumper, and the rebound brought down by Zach Roth. Sprint to the other end. Second team against the first team. Top of the key three, Chase Welty off the mark. Offensive rebound, Zach Roth trying to lay on it, and instead Ravenna will fall on top of it, and we'll get a jump ball called. Arrow will point the way of Centura with 3:30 to go. And everybody else gets into the ball game here for the Centurions. A massive substitution here. Hankson is in there. Lampier is in there. Schultes comes in. Brady Veith is in. And Seth Lindemeyer. Centura ball underneath. 44-44. And Irvine fouls Schultes. And Jason will go to the line and shoot the first free throws of the entire game for Centura. Ravenna at the line is 8-10. And this will be Centura's first free throw attempt, and it is too strong for Jason Schultes. 6-foot freshman. Miller is out for Ravenna, and Paul Bauer will check in. Schultes' free throw up and in. So his first point of the ball game, 69-34 Ravenna, 3.5 to go. On the right wing with it, the Blue Jays. Don't forget, when we're all done, the Misco Sports Post Game Show, all of our final stats. Chat with Paul Baronic as well. Alex Cremosta has it. Reverse to the top of the circle. That's going to be Sid Techmeyer. He wants to get a shot cut off there, though, by Schultes. Nice wraparound pass underneath. Shot no good. Bauer rebound back up and in by Paul Bauer, the 6'4 sophomore. Able to get the offensive put back and score. At the other end, a three-pointer on the way. Lampier is no good. And the defensive rebound will be brought down by Alec Cremosta. Cremosta gets it to Techmeyer across the timeline. 2:45 to go, 71-34 Ravenna. Here is the three-pointer on the way and in by Tom Sikowski. The second three of the quarter. Sikowski comes off the bench and knocks it down. And we have got a timeout call here. By Centura, try and get some more kids in the basketball game. It'll be a full length, 2:34 to go here in the contest. Ravenna cruising at home, 74-34. We'll be right back.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
You know Ed and Deb Stoltenberg because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer around. They carry Valley irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance work. Get it all from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And we're back to basketball action here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Dana Brog, and Ravenna, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. 2.5 to go in the game. Centura with basketball, will give and go inside, and Devin Hinkson will be fouled. He'll go to line and shoot two. Nate Lemberg has got back in the ball game here for Centura. The foul is on Sikowski of Ravenna, his first. And Hinkson looking for his first point of the basketball game, and Devin will fire the free throw up and no good. College football, the Independence Bowl, a low-scoring affair between two rushing teams. Air Force 14, Georgia Tech 7. That's your final in the Independence Bowl. Second free throw on the way and in and out, no good. And Ravenna, another new face. Tyler Douglas is in there. He's got the rebound. Up the floor with it. Ravenna's playing everybody. Sikowski is in there. Up top the ball tip, but Miller picks it up. Miller knocked out of his hands, and coming away with the loose ball will be Jason Schultes. Up the floor with it. Here come the Centurions. Lettberg back to Schultes. Puts the shot up from 9. No good. Douglas has the rebound. Under 2 minutes to go. With it, Sikowski between the circles against the Centura man-to-man. Lemberg on him, and a travel going to be called. So they'll give it over to Centura. Ravenna wants to bring some more players into the ball game. Dylan Huff, number 12, checks into the ball game. Another name we had to get for you. Dylan Huff comes in now for the Ravenna Blue Jays, and we've got a double dribble called on Centura. Also, Jake Vogt is in there with a minute 44 to go. They've brought in everybody but Grabowski and McDowell into this basketball game. So it's a lot quieter, obviously. Ravenna with it. We joke, but Ravenna's really been playing good basketball here today. Centura played better in the second half. It just was too much for him to handle at the start of the ball game. Douglas up top, comes to the right elbow, hands it off, minute 15 to go. Here's Huff, free throw line, gives it to Sikowski, right side, three-pointer Jake Vogt, off the heel, no good. Rebound Paul Bauer, there's a collision, and the ball is going to go out of bounds. Turnover, Ravenna. Fifth of the quarter, just the 13th of the game, though. Don't forget Monday Night Football coming up tonight. We will have that for you on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The pregame currently airing, kickoff at 7:40. Just a minute left here in this boys varsity game. That'll finish up our day. We'll have the Misco Sports postgame show. Don't forget back here for all three games tomorrow. Then in Amherst for the holiday tournament Wednesday and Thursday. Here's Schultes. Going to put up a three for the Centurions. It won't go. Ball saved in. Goes right into the hands there of Brady Veith. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Tyler Douglas. He's trying to go coast to coast, but just as he squares up, the ball taken away. And we've got a whistle and a foul. So you've got all the JVs in there right now. Amon Miller back in. And the foul's going to be called on Tyler Douglas as he had it taken away there. But we're not into the bonus yet. Just the fifth foul on Ravenna. 38 seconds to go. And Centura now hopes that they can come back and battle Loop City tomorrow at 2:45 on ESPN Radio 1460. Up top with it is Schultes. Jason fires it inside, tries to get it to Lindemeyer. The ball tipped away and taken right back. Teams exchange turnovers. Underneath, open is Hinkson. Then coming over, Bauer blocks his shot. Up to Amon Miller. He's ahead of the pack, and Hinkson dives at his feet and knocks the ball out of bounds. Hinkson with a full-out dive. Amon doesn't get to the play very much, and the whole crowd thought maybe he could get down there and get a layup, but instead knocked out of bounds, and Amon will throw it in with 14 seconds remaining for Ravenna. Kick it in to Sikowski. Sikowski holding the ball 12 seconds. Get it over to Jake Vogt, back over to Amon Miller. Miller to the right baseline. Passes it up top. No shot there. 5 seconds. Ball knocked away by Lemberg. Lemberg up ahead to Hinkson. His layup at the buzzer goes, and that's the basketball game. So Devin scores at the buzzer to make the final score. The Ravenna Blue Jays, 74, and Centura Centurions. 36, Centura falls to 1-6, and Ravenna now 5-1 with their only loss to Class B second-ranked Gretna. We'll come back with all the final numbers, coaches, interviews, and more on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout on Classic Hits and KKPR.com.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, muffler, or total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care. Now offering computer alignments, too. And for total storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 in Kansas in Caro.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
And we're back here on Classic Hits 98.9. Time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the break for the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by and see them today, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Misco's open 7 days a week. If you're still looking for a Christmas gift for yourself, maybe you got some little cash in the stocking, and maybe you've got a little Christmas weekend still, going to the in-laws, going to your family, still got to get a gift or two, they'll take care of you at Misco's Sports. 74-36, the final score here, but it was 42-11 at the half in favor of Ravenna, so this game was never, ever in doubt. Let's take a look at the final numbers for Centura, who played much better in the second half. Say what you want. Ravenna played their starters a good chunk of the third and half of the fourth quarter, and it was a 32-25 second half in favor of Ravenna. So at least Centura came out in that second half and found a way to play a little bit better basketball. And for Ben Roth, he finishes with 4 points. Grady Lampier had 2 points, 2 rebounds. Chase Welty had a team-high 11 points, 4 rebounds, 2 blocks. Devin Hinkson had 2 points. Nate Lemberg had 2 rebounds. Austin Kasperson, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Zach Roth, 2 points, 1 rebound. Jason Schultes, 1 point. Cameron Aitken, 8 points, 3 rebounds, 1 block. And Seth Winemeyer, 2 points, 2 rebounds. 9 rebounds in each half for Centura. Free throw shooting, they did not get to the line until the fourth quarter where they were 1 of 4. 3-point shooting, 1 of 1 of the first half, 0 of 7 in the second half. And turnovers, 13 in the first half, cut that down to just 6 in the second half of play. Centura just 11 points at halftime. They scored 25 in the second half, and the Centurions finished with 36 points, 18 rebounds, 1 out of 4 at the free throw line, 1 of 8 from 3-point land, 3 block shots and 19 turnovers. Centura falls to 1-6 on the season, and they will play Loup City in the consolation game tomorrow afternoon at 2:45. And we will have that game for you on ESPN Radio 1460 AM tomorrow here at Ravenna. And speaking of Ravenna, we'll take a look at their final numbers on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Ag West.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Let's take a look at the final numbers now for the Ravenna Blue Jays, and then we'll chat with Coach Paul Baronic. First off, Amon Miller got in, got a rebound. Trevor Saborn was the game's leading scorer with 21 points. He had 17 of those in the first half. He also had four rebounds. Alec Cremosa had a rebound. Tyson Anderson, 13 points all in the first half. He had three rebounds and a block shot, hit three threes tonight. Sid Techmeyer had three rebounds. Connor Baronic had 17 points, 14 of those in the second half, five rebounds, two blocks. Mark Cremosa, 3 points, but I had him for a team-high seven rebounds. Tyler Douglas, four rebounds. Lucas Wilkie had a good night, 13 points, five rebounds, one block. Garrett Irvine, 2 points, three rebounds. Paul Bauer, 2 points, two rebounds. And Tom Sikowski got in there with a three-pointer in the ball game for his 3 points. For Ravenna tonight, 20 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half of play. Free throw shooting, 7 of 9 in the first half, 1 of 1 in the second half. Three-point shooting for the Blue Jays didn't start out well. They were 1 of 6 in the first quarter, but by halftime they were 7 of 15, and in the second half, 3 of 9. Turnovers, 5 in the first half, 11 in the second half. 8 of those were in the fourth quarter, most of them when the starters were out of the ball game. 42 points at halftime, 32 in the second half of the Blue Jays finished with 74 points, 38 rebounds, 8 out of 10 at the free throw line, 10 of 24 from three-point land, 5 block shots, 16 turnovers, and the number one team in C2 improves to 5-1 with a 74-36 win over Centura, and they will play D1 number one Overton tomorrow night at 6:15, right here on Classic Hits 98.9. Coach Paul Baronic joins us. Let's start there, Paul.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to see matchups. It doesn't matter what it says after one versus two or one versus one. That's what people want to see.
Yep.
That brings intrigue.
Yep.
And that has to be what both you and Coach Stair wanted.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, that ought to just bring excitement to the gym. You know, it's just a casual fan. You know, when you hear one versus one, you know, if you're in the remote area and you don't have anywhere else to go, I think that'd be the place to go. You know, I'd skip family Christmas if that's what it meant. So, you know, but, you know, Overton, they know how to play us, and Coach Darren does a great job with them, and they just know how to defend, and I would look for a great matchup.
Were you worried at all? You guys have went through this enough that usually it's the first day after the holiday break. And I know your kids, you don't have to worry about them. They're going to be playing. That's what they do when they're not playing basketball. They play basketball.
Yeah, a lot of we at our house here the last couple of days. But, you know, it's been at least it's something. You are concerned when they come back and you sit there and you know, can they catch the ball? You know, how did our practice went as good as I've seen in a lot of times in a lot of years coming out of the chute. Our guys were ready and just had that nice look about them. Our younger guys had a nice look about them. They were competitive today. So that's why they got a lot of time today, because they really did a nice job. They've done a nice job, our younger guys, in the last 4 or 5 days of practice. Now, they hit a kinker one day, but, you know, they're learning. So, and that's why they got a lot of time. Not so much the score-wise, but they earned it. So,
Paul, you've only played 6 games, so that means you've had quite a few practices, more than almost all the other teams. And it's not like anybody's played 13 games, but you've got some teams, you know, Luke City's going to play their 8th or 9th game tomorrow. It's been referred to as the Big Three with Connor and Tyson and Trevor. I don't know what you call the other guys, the no-names. Are you seeing, because they're the no-names,
yeah,
you're getting this extra energy?
Yeah, the no-names bring it. You know, you're talking about Lucas Wilkie, who just has no reckon for his body whatsoever, just reckless of man and up and down the court. And, you know, just when you think he's out of control, he somehow catches it and lays it in. It's just amazing. And he goes at a rate that no other player can play at. And then, you know, Mark Cremosa, you know, the unsung hero of the half-court shot at Kearney Catholic, you know, he just does all the dirty work and does the simple things and makes easy passes. And you know, he's really, you know, a valuable asset on our basketball team, even scoring-wise. And then Garrett Irvin has really came in and done a nice job, just inside presence and a big old body and a big country bumpkin attitude, you know, just, you know, I'll beat up four guys and get you later. You know, he brings a kind of a toughness to it. And then Sid Techmeyer has really got a nice shot, getting on the floor today, something we've been trying to emphasize with him, and I was really proud of the fact of how those guys scrapped around today.
Tyson Anderson hadn't been scoring a whole lot of points in December, but he found his range tonight, and maybe it's a game where you didn't need 74 points because it was easy when you get off, but that's why it was easy. These guys came out and hit points. How about seeing somebody like Tyson maybe get in the groove, they can get him going maybe for tomorrow night.
Well, for one thing, you know, the points we needed, because these guys played toe-to-toe with Ord, and it was a dogfight for 4 points separation there, 51-47, and Centura had every right, maybe even to win the game. So, you know, they have capabilities, and I think we just came out and defended really well and shot really well, and it started with Tyson Anderson. Now, you know what? You talk about getting time off and those kinds of things. He'd been struggling, you know, and it, just like when you play golf and I play golf, you're a lot better than me. But when you play golf, if you take a little time off, sometimes you lose all your bad habits and get back to the ground roots of things. And I think that's what Tyson did. He just was confident today. You know, he really did well. And as far as just getting good shots, good look, good rotation, this all looked good. Every shot he took, I thought, was in. And that's important. Now, he's been shooting before where we didn't know if he was going to touch the backboard, you know, they were so bad. But you got to credit him, and he's a gamer, and that's what you're going to get with him on one given night. He may just erupt.
Well, let's get back, before we let you get out of here, to tomorrow night's championship. Overton didn't necessarily pound it inside tonight as one would have thought they would. Do you fear that maybe they're more than just an inside game and might be able to match up with some of your quickness a little bit?
Well, you know they do, and, you know, they shoot it well from the outside. There's 4 or 5 guys out there. You know, we pride ourselves in being able to do that. You know, I was impressed with Overton. No fear around the three-point line. If people are going to back off of you, which I'm sure that's how they play them, because they are worried about inside. So if you're going to back off Overton, well, you got the Olmstead boys, you got Jensen, you got, you know, those guys can stroke it, man. They got nice rotation, and then the other thing is those big old hairy fellas come flying in there and rebound pretty well too. You know, so I just like the way Overton plays. They play it the way it should be. Tough. Hard-nosed basketball, you know, and that's why they were D1 runner-ups last year, just because of their grit and effort.
Well, it was a heck of a game last year between you two. We look forward to another great game tomorrow. And, Paul, again, thanks for having us over. Congratulations on getting the win tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
No problem. Hopefully we won't have to worry about, like, getting John Klossman off the bench with a broken wrist to shoot with his opposite hands this year to kind of feel the game.
A heck of a game last year.
It was. I don't expect any less tomorrow because they'll be ready.
Paul Baranek, head basketball coach at Ravenna. They take on over to tomorrow. And, Paul, thanks again.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate the coverage.
We'll take a final break and wrap up day one coverage after this on the Minnesota Sports Postgame Show.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River. Ask about our custom applications. Best wishes to our area athletes from Agricultural Services.
Once again, a big thank you to Paul Anderson, the athletic director here at Ravenna, and all the fine folks, hospitality. That's what the holidays are about. They do it all year long, and so do just about every place that we've ever went. I want to say thank you to that. As our year not even close to winding down, we've got 3 more days of basketball. We're back here tomorrow for all 3 games, and then off to Amherst for 4 games on Wednesday and Thursday on ESPN 1460 and here on Classic Hits 98.9. Amherst welcomes in Kearney Catholic, North Platte, St. Pat's, and Ainsworth. That should be some pretty good basketball over there. Maybe a changing of the guard on both the boys and girls side. So we'll see how that goes Wednesday and Thursday. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the break to the downtown Kearney Center. Open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. Saying thanks for your business in 2010. Let's keep it going in 2011. And they have got quality brand name merchandise, clothing, shoes, all from the top brands like Nike, Mizuno, Adidas, a whole bunch of Husker gear. They may have gotten rid of some of it over Christmas, but whatever is left, 20% off at Misco Sports, where they have also got a big old shipment of dumbbells in there, and I don't mean guys on the radio. I mean the things you work out with and try and get in shape for that New Year's resolution. Again, your triple header today look like this. Centura's girls not here. They're in Florida. Good luck to them. starting tomorrow, 3 games in 3 days down at ESPN World in Orlando. And so Ravenna had a first-round bye. Our lone girls game today, Loop City beat Overton 39-29. Brooke Henry with 20 points, 8 rebounds. Loop City had 45 rebounds in the ball game. Overton was led by Grace Eklund, 12 points, 6 rebounds, 3 blocks. First boys game, Overton jumped out to a 17-1 lead, but Loop City cut it to 4 at halftime. Then Overton had an 18-3 run in the third quarter, got up by 20. Loop City eventually closes it to 11 at the end of the game. 55-44 Overton, 18 points for Jacob Olmstead, 12 points, 8 boards for Jake Jensen. Loop City got 14 points, 7 rebounds from Cole Lambrick, 10 points from Brady Rasmus, and 9 from Riley Lambrick. And here in the final game, Ravenna 74, Centura 36, 21 for Trevor Saborn, 17 for Connor Barana, 13 for Tyson Anderson and Lucas Wilkie. Centura was led by Chase Welty with 11. For our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Dudasing. Thanks for joining us. Monday Night Football, the Falcons and the Saints just about ready to kick off on ESPN 1460 and 1550. We'll see you tomorrow at 2:45 here from Ravenna.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.